Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for this wonderful word, Father God, about the bigness of your love, Father God, that is available for us to take hold of and stand in and fight the good fight, Lord. So bless this word to our bodies and our lives to walking in the footsteps of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 6. The world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair. But we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful definition of our calling now to just be in Jesus, in the Father, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the light as they are in the light, and then knowing this truth and staying in this truth, we shine and we bring the truth out there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, just as it was with Jesus, receiving all that which is in heaven to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, and have the anointing of knowing God and experiencing God and setting free the captives. The Lord has just brought me back to John 14, and that's a prophetic chapter that, you know, we lost the goodness of heaven, and heaven was always meant, the kingdom of God was always meant to be our home with the Father, with the Son, and with every spiritual blessing, but we lost that. But praise God, Jesus went and he showed that way to heaven, and then he made it available again. So we've been brought back, and there's plenty room in the Father's house, in the kingdom. And so he says so beautifully, he points out, you know, you must go away for a time. And then they were very upset about that. And then he says that it's for your good that I go away. Because if I go away and then I make the Holy Spirit available, that same Spirit that is leading me into the love of God, you will be able to arise and shine, because I will always be there for you. And that's the whole gist of John 14. And what stood out for me, he speaks that he's going and he's going to give us the Holy Spirit. But then he doesn't stop there. Sadly, many people just stop there. And then he says, and I will come to you. And why will I come to you? He points out, is because you love my word. So when we love God's word, his goodness, his light, these great and precious promises, that's how we escape the corruption that is in the world. And as we are obedient and abiding in this truth, and we're experiencing the mighty liberty of a loving Father, a Savior that is speaking to us, giving us wisdom through the Holy Spirit, we can be where they are. And we can be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert. And then our lives portray the truth so that other people can find the truth and come out of the night into the truth, into the light, as our heavenly family is in the light, because we stay in tune with them. So the beautiful thing is, in that prophecy, he speaks about him going away, giving you the Spirit, but then he won't leave us alone, leave us as orphans. I will come and make my home with you. And then Judas, not Iscariot, the one Judas, says, how would you make your home with us? He says, because you love my word, and therefore I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. So the wonderful picture there, and then we need to see how it unfolded for them, the disciples, and how it unfolds for us, as also we needing to be disciples. It was disciples that came and started turning this world right side up, bringing the truth into the world. And it's a disciples now that must stand on this truth and see this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven coming about. So it's so necessary. And so what happened? He came back. And what did he say? Receive the Spirit. So there's no receiving the Spirit without first receiving Jesus. Sometimes we got the evil spirit. There's an evil spirit at work in sons of disobedience that is not giving glory to the fullness of the reality of what we have now already in Jesus. So he gave the Spirit, breathed the Spirit upon them, but then told them to go wait for the power of that Holy Spirit to come upon them. And then what did he say? And lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So we need to see the whole picture there. Jesus has defeated the devil in every way, brought about the realities of what we lost, made available up in heaven. He was given all authority. He knows everything, all powerful, and he's there to rule and reign to bring the light of God here on earth as it is in heaven, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And we are co-heirs together with him. So that's a reality. We wake up that these toxic attitudes that we had, that we picked up from the devil, from the wrong spirits, are not right. And we come to the point of hating ourselves. But that's a place then of realizing, but there is answers, and then turning to Jesus. And then Jesus saving us, putting out that bad spirit, giving us the Holy Spirit. And in giving us the Holy Spirit, Jesus says so nicely, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and reveal it to you. All that the Father has is mine. And so the Holy Spirit keeps us in tune with the Father and the Son. And that keeping us in tune is keeping us in tune with the purpose and plan that they have for us, our names written in heaven. And so that wonderful love story that God has for each and every person comes about as you are born again, receive the Spirit, and then you are obedient. And as you are obedient, you can share the obedience, the light, the love, the goodness to your family, to mankind out there. And so wonderful. It's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. So we all didn't start here as bright lights shining in the darkness. We started as little lights, just babies seeing Jesus, taking hold of Jesus, listening to the leadings of the Spirit. But praise God, it gets brighter and brighter. The path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until full day. So we're coming into powerful times. The evil is out there to keep you away from this glorious gospel of the complete work of God the Father through Jesus, through the leading of the Spirit. But praise God, we now, just as the darkness is getting darker and darker, those that are in the light are there to shine and get brighter and brighter, because the Lord has risen upon your life and he's taken hold of you to shine like a light, to walk in his footsteps and be the fragrance of God on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.